الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. To our two technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Zulhijjah 1446 in South Africa and few other countries. It is the day of Eid al-Adha for us. Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His recurring bounties and favors which He showers upon us. In Makkah Mukarramah, there in Mina and Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, 80-90% of the cities, countries and continents we find that today is the 11th of Zulhijjah. The Iyam al-Tashriq has started. And the Ayyam al-Tashriq refers to the 11th, 12th, 13th. Don't forget, brothers and sisters, after every Fard Salat, you should be reading the Takbir and read it loudly, you the men, and the women softly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And wherever you are, that will continue till the 13th. Of Zulhijjah, after Fajr, after Zuhr, after Asr, on the 13th of Zulhijjah, and then the Takbir at Tashriq will stop as well. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we thank our brother Maulana Salim Kareem and Appa. You know, Maulana makes great, great sacrifice, and every day he's on Monday to Saturday, but mashallah, today is Eid al-Adha, Maulana has his own program. So we said that we will continue. So we started on schedule, 5 o'clock. We welcome all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And today's lesson, we focus on chapter 108, the simple surah, and chapter which every Muslim is supposed to know, Surah Kawthar. And that is the chapter regarding Surah Kawthar. We will discuss all these words. So chapter 108, Inna A'tayna, known as Surah Kawthar, and it comprises three verses only. It is the shortest verse, surah, and shortest chapter in the Noble Quran. And if you study and analyze it, you will find that at the end of every verse, then there is a Ra, a Re, Kawthar, Wanahar Abtar. Therefore, the Arabs used to say, when they heard the surah being read, they would say, Ma hadha kalamul bashar. They also ended it on a ra, on a re, and they said that this is not the speech of any human being. This is something else. Obviously, it is something else. It came directly from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, via the agency of Jibreel alayhi salatu salam to the master Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us discuss the surah briefly. Then we will have the news, views and interviews. And thereafter, inshallah, we will have the Q&A with our Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Inna a'atayna. We all know that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is one alone and unique. In the entire universe and creation, no one is equal to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Laysa kamithli shay, nothing of Almighty Allah resembles any creation, and no creation, nobody at all in the universe resembles Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in his attributes, in his qualities, and so forth and so on. So everything of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is unique. Inna a'tainaka. Indeed, we gave you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why does Almighty Allah use plural? So this is known as the royal pronoun, and this is a symbol of respect and reverence. You see in Urdu, if a very young, small person comes, young person comes, you ask him, Tumko kya chahiye, what you want? And remember, elderly, respected person comes to say, Aapko kya chahiye? The word changes in Afrikaans. Connect your health, connect e health. So same thing in Afrikaans also. So yeah, that was just to give you examples. So Quran Sharif, many a time the plural is used so that it is a symbol of respect and reverence. Secondly, it is for Almighty Allah to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Take two, three examples, okay? So we say, Nuhyi wa numit. We give life, we give death. So who can give life and death? Any doctor, any professor, any scientist? No. It is solely, only, exclusively in the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. You hear of people trying to commit suicide, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, and he or she fails, you say attempted suicide. So that proves that life and death is solely, exclusively in the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla. Maybe 6:30, 6:45, 7 o'clock, 7:15, 7:30, depending where you are in the world. So remember, it will be sunrise. So we challenge any country, any government, any professor, any doctor, any scientist, that you make the sun rise at a different time. So who will make the sun rise? Who will make the sunset? Who will make the moon shine in his glory and beauty on the 14th night? Chaudhry Rati Chand, Laylatul Badr on the 14th night. Only him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Hence, inna a'tayna. Indeed, we a'tayna gave you ka, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa, Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Al-Kawthar. What is the meaning of Kawthar? Normally, people translate it as the house of Kawthar, the spring of Kawthar, or the fountain of Kawthar, which Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a person drinks from there, la yazma'u ba'dahu abada, he will never ever feel thirsty again. But according to the great, great ulama, Kawthar, the better meaning will be that Kawthar is the plural of Kathir. Kathir means abundantly. So the best of Iman, Allah Jalla wa'ala bless you with Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The best of Islam, the best of akhlaq and character, the best of ikhlas and whatever else is the good thing. So Allah gave it to Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in abundance, including Hawza Kawthar. So we don't have to restrict and confine the meaning to Kawthar just to the fountain or the spring. Remember, we say everything is included that is good and permissible. So Allah Jalla Wala gave it to him, the most precious, the most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. Chapter 94, verse 4. And you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we elevated your name, nami, your isme grami. And what did Almighty Allah say? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, thereafter your name and name is taken, your auspicious honorable name is taken. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. You will hear the adhan in your respective areas just now after half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, wherever you are. So what do you find? You find that أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Then ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. To Almighty Allah saying, inna a'tayna al-kawthar. Faswalli li rabbika wanhar. O Muslim, you go and perform your Eid al-Adha salat. لربك for the love and pleasure of your sustainer and nourisher provider. ونحر, and then you sacrifice. Nahar means to sacrifice the camel. People who know how to sacrifice a camel, they know you don't drop that camel down. You keep it standing. You fasten the hind leg, the back leg. The Arabs are masters in this. And then they take a very sharp knife and in front they just poke it one swift movement. And slowly, slowly you will see then the camel will drop. That is called nahar. And remember for your goat, for your sheep, for your cow, for your bull, that antazbahu baqara. Quran used the other word, zabah. So zabah means you will bring the animal down very, very, you know, humanely in a compassionate manner, not just dump it down and be cruel to it. Nay, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us human rights and animal rights more than 1400 years ago. Hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif. Inna Allah katab al ihsan ala kulli shay. Verily Almighty Allah has prescribed and ordained that the ihsan, to fulfill your duty with beauty on every creation of Almighty Allah. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. Hence, when you make zabah, you're going to sacrifice and slaughter, so fulfill it, fulfill your duty with beauty. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, just juxtapose and draw a comparison and see the beauty, glory, style and diction of the noble Quran. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 185. We just finished the month of Ramadan and now it's first of Shawwal. I just want to show you a lesson. What did Almighty Allah say? وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So you completed the 29-30 days of Ramadan. And then you glorify Allah Ta'ala's name, make takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Then you go out for your Eid al-Fitr Salat, first Shawwal, therefore that day is haram to fast. So what is the Eid al-Fitr Salat? Shukrana, thanksgiving, gratitude. Ya Allah, you blessed us with Shahru Siyam and Shahru Qiyam, the month of fasting, the month of Quran, Tilawat, Taraweeh, and so forth. Now here, for Eid al-Adha, just draw a comparison and juxtapose it. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 37. Allah Jalla wala states, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Similarly, Almighty Allah subjugated for you, for your benefit. Subservient He made it for your benefit. Look at the camel, look at the bull, look at the cow, how big it is in size. But yet a small youngster who knows how to slaughter, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, he then goes and slaughters the camel or nahar and or slaughters the bull or the cow. So Allah made it subservient and subjugated it for your benefit. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You see the same words? So you glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He blessed us with the priority number one in our life. And that is the nur, the radiance, the effulgence of Iman and Hidayat. Again, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, O Muslim, O Zabih, O slaughterer of your animal, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And give their tidings to those who fulfill their duty with beauty. So if we want good things in our life, to perform the Eid Salat, perform our 5 daily Salat on time, the men in the masjid, the women at home, and one har, make the sacrifice, camel, cow, bull, or goat, or sheep, and these are known as the an'am in the Quranic terminology. And those people who are against Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the messenger, or his message, the global international message, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ إِنَّ مُبَغِذَكَ هُوَ الْأَقْطَى. Verily the people who hate you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah forbid, هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Almighty Allah will crush them, Allah will decimate them. Just look at in our current situation, how humiliated they are globally, internationally, just now when you hear the news and views and interviews, you will understand it. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Grant us a wonderful Eid al-Adha. And Allah Ta'ala accept the Hujjaj Hajj. Allah accept our broken efforts. Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Almighty Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. May Almighty Allah give victory to our Mujahideen there in Gaza al-Mubarakah and in Bakwatul Gharbiya in the West Bank in Palestine and all parts of Palestine. And there in the Syria, there in remember Sudan, Kashmir in India. And the Rohingya Muslims, never ever forget them, the most oppressed people on this earth and the hungriest people on the earth are the people there in Gaza, Palestine. So Allahul Musta'an on this Mubarak day of Eid. Ya Allah, the father gives Eid to his children. Ya Allah, you give us that Eid. We don't deserve it, O beloved Allah, but you are Rahim, you are Kareem. Ya Allah, give us victory in all parts of the world against our enemies and your enemies, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, 1446. In South Africa and few other countries, the Israeli war against Hamas and the Palestinians is day number 610. Most parts of the world today is the 11th of Dhul Hijjah. Remember during these days, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, to fast. You know, Roza, Siyam, Som is haram. You can't fast the whole day and so forth. So you must remember that 5 days in a year are haram to fast. First of Shawwal, that is just Ramadan finishes, and then the Eid al-Fitr. And these 4 days, 10, 11, 12, 13, so the fasting is haram and not permissible. We present to you the news, views, interviews. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. The Haaretz newspaper last night carried the article. It was a leading article. Four Jutlas, four Jews, dispatched to death. We say good riddance to the haramis and swines and pigs. Remember that they came there to murder and martyr our people. But the enemy was shooting and the building collapsed on them. So the punishment came to them in this world. I'm telling you now, they saying four people, wallahi, I tell you, they lie. It's much more than that. The whole entire building falls on them. And we know how the Zionist media works. Always downplaying it, because why? They know that the people are fed up of the war. And the religious people, so-called religious people, are calling for the end of this war. The opposition parties are calling for the end of this war. It's only Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal, who wants this to go on so he can remain in power. Yesterday, Eid al-Adha day in Gaza and Palestine, the haramis, they murdered and martyred more than 50 people, men, women, children, babies, there in Gaza and Palestine. Israelis are moving to Melbourne, and all this is mentioned there. Remember in the Haaretz newspaper, they're packing up and moving. I told you long time, hey, Jutla, Jutli, Harami, pack up and go and get your second passports. The whole of Israel is going to fall, and we, the Palestinians and the supporters of Palestine and Hamas, we're going to run the whole country. Therefore, your Haaretz newspaper ran an article and say Netanyahu will sink Israel and then take a flight to Miami in America. So there you have it there. In France, the French rabbi says he was attacked twice in 1 week. Remember? So what do you expect? When people see the visuals coming through, the images coming through, and what you are doing to our babies, children, what you are doing to our men and women, how you burning them alive and so forth. So then the rage and anger will take over, and I will never condemn any Muslim person who attacks a Jew or whatever who is supporting Israel, whether it be in France or America or anywhere else in the world. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, especially in Al-Palestine, Al-Muhtalla, in occupied Palestine. So see Netanyahu, Netanyahu now, his government is on the verge of collapse, humiliated, next stop, election, he will lose, and then next stop for him will be jail and prison, inshaAllah. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, you send your dogs upon them and punish them, ya Rabbal Alameen. then you see the divorce between whom? Trump, Donald Duck Trump, and Elon Musk. He's a South African. He went to America millions. Then he became a billionaire. Then he says he's the richest person on earth. He wants to take over Mars. So Almighty Allah humiliated him thrice with his rockets. Now his electronic car, the Tesla, has lost so many percent. They say in one day he lost, remember what, $14 billion. And so forth, so just because billion. So he and Trump are hurling insults to one another. He says, you must remember some supporters of Trump, that he, this guy Musk, must be deported. Deported to where? South Africa. What happens to the Burgis and the Bura, who 49, 50, whatever, they are there because Musk was pulling the ears of Trump. Trump doesn't even know where South Africa properly. He's an idiot, you know that. So you must remember, now he's speaking about him, he must be deported. And he says, Musk, I'm starting my own political party and I want him, Trump, to be impeached. You see that? He must be kicked out of the White Office. So that is how these haramis are humiliated, disgraced in the entire world. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. So chapter 22, verse 18, when Almighty Allah humiliates people or a person, there is none to give them honor. Remember, this is also mentioned in the Haaretz newspaper. Israel's diplomacy is a manifestation of their defeat. So they are defeated, and now they're calling it diplomacy and so forth. You see these people, very sad. They don't have Iman, they don't have Islam, nothing. In Norway, it is alleged that one doctor there, he raped 94 women. Can you believe that? 94 women. Woman come there, he gets busy with them and he puts them, you know, anesthetic and what have you, and he gets busy. Allah forbid. Pakistan Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif is in Saudi Arabia. You saw what we did, oh MBS? Remember, he's telling Murtad bin Shaitan, you see what we did with India, what we did with America and Israel and France. So China helped us, Turkey helped us, Azerbaijan helped us. We gave them such a thrashing that they will never ever forget. Not that Pakistan suddenly became a great country or great people, but Allah's fazl, Allah's grace and mercy came and they pulled off a magnificent victory. Pakistan Zindabad, remember that. So a Jutla killed Palestinians while they're sleeping in the West Bank. Can you imagine, they just come into your house there in the West Bank and they start killing you? That is a Jutla. The murderers of prophets and messengers, remember that. The baby killers and the swines and pigs they are. The monkeys and the donkeys they are. All these words Allah has used for them in the noble Quran. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Chapter number 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse number 5. Remember that the Arab media is saying, there by the Jamarat, the symbolic shaitan, 300,000 pilgrims are passing by per hour. I think that is an exaggeration, but anyway, that is what they mentioned. Remember that now when he, Trump, came there to Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Qatar, this was a betrayal of the Palestinians by the Arab for dictators and haramis and murtad and munafiqin. So those countries who are siding with Israel, remember, you will pay a heavy, heavy price. You will lose everything in this world, inshallah. We are going to make qurbani today. Look at the Palestinians' qurbani. Every family there in Gaza, son, daughter, children, parents, siblings, have become shaheed and shuhada. Madinatul shuhada, a city, a place of martyrs. Madinatul hufaz, almost every family had a hafiz of the noble Quran. So remember, listen to those who are the biggest terrorists on earth. Listen carefully, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. The Palestinians are being expelled from the West Bank Al-Dhafatul Gharbiya at an alarming rate, and the U.S. is agreeing. So who are the world's biggest terrorists? So America are the biggest terrorists. You murdered 500,000 children in Iraq. You murdered 1 million people in Iraq based on a lie, weapons of mass destruction. And now again you are lying. And when the world wants a ceasefire, you America, you haramis, whether it is Biden and Blinken, whether it is Trump and Marco and all his haramis. So we must remember that they use the veto. And all fairy tales, every Muslim, wherever you are in Makkah or Mina, whether you are in South Africa or in Tokyo or wherever else, every day read 2 rakat salat. Allahumma ahlik Amerikiyin wa Israeliyin wa a'da'iddin. Ya Allah, the American regime, the Israeli regimes, and all those puppets of theirs who are helping them, you defeat them, humiliate them, decimate them. That's the minimum we should be doing. So Bismillah, now we go with the South African news. So with Trump and now Elon Musk divorce, so what will happen to the 4950 refugees there? Will they return to South Africa? Can they return? So these are all question marks. Snow is expected in Johannesburg. So you will find some nice snow there, brothers, sisters. Maybe in Indonesia also, we don't know. So eat today in South Africa and few other countries. So we wish all of you well. And we say, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Allah qabool farmai. Allah accept from our side and from your side, insha'Allahul Aziz. And remember that people want to go to the graveyard and so forth and so on. The man. So it's not a sunnah, but it is permissible. You're going there to your parents' place, your brother's place, where your parents are buried. So it is permissible, but not sunnah. My message to the Hujjaj, remember today is your 11th, tomorrow is your 12th. Quran speaks of this, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So you, O Hujjaj of Baitullah, even now, make intention of 6-day Hajj. If you're going to bail today, it must be done in the afternoon. Then you spend the night in Mina. That is compulsory according to majority scholars. Hanafi say it's sunnah muqaddada. Deliberately, you got no excuse. You go sleep and spend the whole entire night in Azizia. It is sinful according to Hanafis, although there's no dumb. So we never will encourage that. Remember, you must be in Mina. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ whosoever stays for the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah, then you stay there the night of the 12th, the night of the 13th, and you belt in the afternoon, all three jamarats. That is the proper method, remember, which Mustafa Rasulullah taught us. So try and imitate the master, inshallah, then we will have a wonderful maqbool, maqroor hajj. So that should be our aim. Yesterday was a very, very sad day in one way, but a very happy day. That I received the news at around 3:30 that our Haji Harun, Muhammad Harun Isa, passed away. So we know him very well for years and years. So remember, it was Arafat day, it was Jummah day, and he passed away. The family requested I should perform the Janaza Salat. I was in Port Shepstone. So mashallah, we made it in time. Allah to reward my brother Zamir. So mashallah. So we were there at around 10:15. We gave a short talk and advices to the family. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant our Harun Isa and Azizur Rahman. I know him also very well. He is originally from there, from Wombats. His daughter Masiha is there in Syria. And you know, this is Azizur Rahman Saluji. So Masiha Saluji there in Syria. So mashallah, that Allah gave him a wonderful death, the Arafat day, Jummah. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus and all our shuhada and all our brothers and sisters who passed away with Iman and Islam. So daily we should make dua for them as well. Remember that today is the day of Eid. You sisters, there's no Nafil Salat now. There's 10 minutes, 15 minutes after sunrise, 20 minutes you want to read Ishraq Salat or Salatul Duha, just no. Wait till Eid Salat, everything is done, and then you read it in your house for you sisters. The men also, if you want to read at home, so after the Eid Salat, all that is finished, then you go home and you read, so that will be acceptable. Thereafter, yesterday, I was there in Osterwald. So Brother Zamir took me there, mashallah, and I met the trustees, the imam. After everything was finished, my nephew, Mona Ismail Karim, was there, my sister's son. So then some brothers came to meet me. You see, one brother came, he said, you know me. I just looked at him before I could answer. He said, my name is Abdullah Govender. And you made me a Muslim. I made him Muslim with Allah's help 2 years ago. He said, remember Hamza? I said, oh, Hamza Kareem, my connection. He said, yes. So I said, subhanAllah, it's you. He said, yes. And I'm so happy to be a Muslim. He was wearing his long kurta, nice beard and topi and everything, ready for Eid al-Adha. So what joy that brings to us when people embrace Islam. Lo and behold, several months I couldn't make contact with my brother Ibrahim Anderson. And 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I managed to speak to him. I said, Ibrahim, where are you, my brother? I want to meet you. He said he had few issues, but now everything is back on track and he's safe and sound. No harm has come to him. So inshallah, from next week, inshallah, we will try and get more brothers and sisters to embrace Islam. So may Almighty Allah accept our Ibrahim Anderson, our Abdullah Governor, all the brothers, sisters, children who embrace Islam. Allah accept us all. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM of Ummah, we wish you Eidun Sa'idun, Eid Mubarak, but the Sunnah Dua we will read as mentioned in Bayhaqi, and Allama Hafiz Ibn Hajar Rahimahullah has written in Fathul Bari that after the Eidul Adha and everything, the Salat, the Khutbah and so forth, when Sahaba used to meet, they used to say, Taqabbal Allah wa minna wa minkum. May Almighty Allah accept from us, and may Almighty Allah accept from you. Junaid Mota, I believe you have some questions, so fire up the questions. Speak now, it's loud and clear. Dawood Mota must hear you, and I must hear you, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, we have a few questions that came in. First one up is, Mufti, is it sunnah to visit the graveyard on each day? And can ladies also go to the graveyard with their mahrams?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember, there are three different issues here. On Eid day, is it sunnah to visit the graveyard? No. But it is permissible. But permissible for who? For the men to go. For women, remember, not permissible. I answered this question on several occasions. La'ana Allahu zairatil kubur. La'ana Allahu zawaratil kubur. Allah Jalla Wala's curse is on the ladies who visit the graveyards and the cemeteries. All these incidents I'm mentioning now and ahadith are mentioned in Sunan Nasai. One day he, Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was walking in the opposite direction. The Master Alayhi Salaam saw Sayyida Fatima Radiallahu Anha, his Ladli, his Sahib Zadi, his Beti, his beloved daughter. What you doing here? Ya Abati, Ya Rasulullah, my beloved father Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, somebody passed away, I went to offer, you know, condolences, sympathize with the family. You went to the graveyard? La la la. Who is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha? She is Sayyida to Nisai Ahlul Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah. Her father Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the only one in the entire universe and creation that Allah gave this title, a mercy to the entire universe and creation, not only to humanity. He, the Master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, telling his daughter, if you went to the graveyard, then you would not see Jannah. So what all that is telling us? So we must be clear, our fatwa is not permissible, especially in this day and this age, for the ladies to go to the graveyard and cemetery. You read for the deceased from your homes and read this powerful dua enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla Wala, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. We can't pray for non-Muslims. Remember that people who died on any faith besides Islam, we can't pray for them. You can't say R.I.P., rest in peace and going to heaven. All that is haram. Chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. We can't be praying for them. Remember that. But we pray for our own people. رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day the reckoning is established. Allah forgive them all and grant them all Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti, a listener wants to know that we should fast on this Eid till we slaughter our sheep. What happens if we only slaughter tomorrow? Do we have to fast all day today?
So remember that fasting today on the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th is absolutely haram. To call it a fast also is not correct. Remember that before Eid al-Fitr Salat, the one that is after Ramadan, And that day, before we go for Eid Salat, before Eid al-Fitr, first of Shawwal, then we have dates, the odd numbers, 3, 5. So that is Sunnah and Nabawiyah. So now we'll be reading Fajr Salat after the program. And then from Fajr Salat till your Eid Salat and so forth is Sunnah. You don't eat, drink anything. And it's not compulsory, it's Sunnah. And when the Eid Salat is done, the khutbah is done, the sermon, then you go and sacrifice as we did now in the Quran Sharif. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَالْحَرْ And thereafter, you go and sacrifice your animal. And after that, you clean it, and then you cook it, and then you eat from there, the liver or whatever. So that is why they say liver, because it cooks quickly compared to the other parts of the animal, the kabit, the kaleji, and the liver. So mashallah, so that is what is meant. It's not compulsory, it is sunnah. So everything must be kept in its proper perspective. To fast today, the whole day, all that totally haram, not permissible.
Mufti, what is the method of performing the Eid Salah, and do ladies also have to perform the Eid Salah at home?
Remember that there is ijma consensus according to all four schools that Eid Salat is not compulsory upon women. So there's no Eid Salat for them. They're in the Eidgah and they must come to the masjid. All that is haram, especially in this day, in this age. We have discussed it many a time in the past as well. Which lady will come today without makeup, without new clothes? One hadith, Quran says first, Surah 33, verse 33, وَفَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ You must stay in your homes. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى You can't be exposing your beauty to all and sundry. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَةً When a woman emerges from a home and she has all the makeup and all the lipstick, you know, woman, you're no better than me, all the things. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَدَى وَكَدَى You pass the man, the fragrance is spreading all directions. فَهِيَ زَانِيَةً Authentic hadith. She is an adulteress. She is just like an adulteress. She is just like a loose lady. These are the words of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam in authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. How should you perform the Eid Salat according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's? So in the first rakat, besides the takbir at tahreema, Allahu Akbar, the Imam will say Allahu Akbar 7 times. Allahu Akbar, raise the hands every time. Allahu Akbar, let it 7 times, then Surah Fatiha, Surah, and then Ruku Sajda. Second rakat, the Imam will say Allahu Akbar Takbir 5 times. Raise the hands, Allahu Akbar, then Surah Fatiha, Surah, and Salat will continue as normal. So 12 extra Takbir, that is Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's. Whoever is the Imam, you follow the Imam. And the Hanafi method of Eid Salat is only Hanafi's that is. So remember that the Imam will say Allah Akbar, read the Sana, Subhanak Allahumma, then Allah Akbar, you pick up your hand. Second time Allah Akbar, you pick up your hand. Third time Allah Akbar, you pick up your hand and you fasten your hands. Then the Imam will read Surah Fatiha, Surah, loudly, obviously, and then Ruku, Sajda, and then second rakat, it will be again, the Sajda, the two, obviously, and then Surah Fatiha, and then the Surah. And after that, when he says Allahu Akbar, you're not going to ruku. Then it's 3 extra takbir. Allahu Akbar, raise the hand. Allahu Akbar, raise the hand. Allahu Akbar, raise the hand. 4th time, Allahu Akbar, you're going to ruku. So 6 extra takbir. 3 in the first rakat before Surah Fatiha. And then there 3 in the second rakat before you go into ruku. So that's the simple way of remembering it, inshallah. See.
Mufti, here's a double question. The first one up is, can we sell our kurbani meat if we're slaughtering more than one sheep and don't have space in our freezers?
And then remember to sell kurbani meat, absolutely haram. You got so much meat, so give it away. So you can give it away to Muslim and non-Muslim. That is the Hanafi school. And you give it away to the Muslims only according to Shafi's, Hanbali's. But to sell kurbani meat, absolutely haram and not permissible.
Okay, that was the second part. Can we sell kurbani meat to non-Muslims? Okay, what is the rulings of spending the night in Mina?
So remember that tonight, there is the night of the 12th, because they 1 day ahead of us. So to spend the night of the 11th, to spend the night of the 12th is wajib, compulsory, there in Mina, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, whole night go and you didn't come, you don't have a valid excuse. Dham is compulsory. We have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah or Mina. Hanafi scholars and jurors say Sunnat al-Muqtada, it is sinful and you don't spend any portion there in Mina, but there will be no dham according to the Hanafis. But our people understood this the other way. Said, no, it's alright. No, alright, you're going against the teaching of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deliberately the action and the speech Mubarak of the Master alayhi wa sallam, and no valid excuse to go sit there in Azizia is no valid excuse. And you say, I'm tired, exhausted. You're not on a honeymoon and holiday, you know that. You're in Hajj. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Chapter 24, verse 63. Beware, O Ummah, when you oppose the teaching, preaching of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, either a calamity will befall you, or يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, a painful punishment will befall you. Last two, three questions, Junaid Mutta.
Okay. Is the waful wida compulsory, and what happens if it was not performed?
Remember, the waful wida for us foreigners coming from Africa, Europe, America is compulsory, except a lady in menses. When Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha now there to leave, her menses started. Mustafa Rasulullah asked her, did you perform the waful ifada? What the Hanafis call the waful ziyara? She said, yes. Then my master alayhi salam said, فَإِذَنْ فَنْفِيرِي, then we leave, no problem. So the waful wida is saqit and waved off the ladies who are in their menses. The rest we all should do it, remember that. If you don't do it and you went home, then remember a dump is compulsory and you have to slaughter it there in Makkah or Mina, not in the country where you are residing and staying. However, sisters, mothers, Tawaful ifada, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali term. Tawaful ziyara, Hanafi term is the same tawaf. That's full. You must perform it, otherwise your hajj is incomplete and husband-wife relationship is not permissible. So make sure, my mother's sisters, all of you and brothers, you perform tawaful ifada, tawaful ziyara, that's full and compulsory. Last question.
The hajjis pelt the jamarats. Do we also have to pelt at our homes?
Who are you going to pelt? Junaid Mutta, you're going to pelt your wife. So you must remember that. So Jamarat is there in Mina. You can't be pelting anybody else. Yesterday in the lecture I said that you must make Qurbani for your wife, not Qurbani of your wife. So you see, Junaid Mutta, so you tell your other half and you tell her that, see, Popi, darling, sweetheart, that your qurbani, I'm paying for it, and you don't have to use the money, so your money, so in that way there, you appreciate all the sacrifices she made for us, the qurbani, she left the parents, she left the siblings, a place of birth, to spend the remainder of her life with us. And special dua in the ending once again, I beg you, I appeal to you, O Hujjaj Baytillah, I appeal to you, O Muslims, whether you celebrated Eid yesterday or you celebrated Eid today, that remember, make special dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah and Zafatul Gharbiya, the West Bank and Palestine, Syria and Sudan, Kashmir and the Rohingya Burmese Muslims. Allah Jalla Wala alleviate their plight. Allah grant their victory. Allah Ta'ala give hidayat to all these zalims and conform dictators. And if there is no hidayat for them, Allah must decimate them and destroy them. Ameen. As-salam. Inshallah, Junaid Mutta, you send me the podcast and then I'll send it out, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. So inshallah, next program, we will be there in Phoenix at Excel, inshallah, by the Idla. 6:30, 6:35. The proceedings will start at 6:40, inshallah, the lecture. And 7 o'clock is the time schedule for Salat Eid al-Adha. So at the Sun Court, there in Phoenix, next to the Masjid Majid al-Salam, where Mawlana Huzaifa Noor is. So there, they tell me there's a ground there. So they have the Eid Salat there on the Eidgah. So inshallah, we will be there. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Jazakallah khairan, Junaid Mutta, Dawood Mutta. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.